Here at the International Poultry Expo, the International Feed Expo at the Novus International booth, I'm speaking with Thad Simons, who is president and CEO of Novus International, as well as Kathy Moulton, who is president and CEO of the World Agricultural Forum. We're going to talk about some of the ways that Novus and the World Ag Forum are collaborating on some upcoming regional workshops in 2010. And first of all, Kathy, let's start with you. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about what the World Agricultural Forum is?
The World Agricultural Forum is a not-for-profit organization headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri, that brings together world leaders to address issues of the agriculture sectors and agribusiness to feed the world's growing population.
And the World Agricultural Forum holds a congress every other year, and it is in St. Louis every other year?
Since 1999, we've been holding a world congress in St. Louis every 2 years.
And now we're talking about some regional forums here, and what are those regional forums that we're talking about?
Well, coming out of the World Congress, it became very evident of the complexity of the world, obviously, but the need to bring these discussions down to a more regional level and getting the private sector and the government sectors and the civil society together at the regional level to address those priorities there and how they may fit into the global system.
Now, Thad, how is Novus going to be involved in these regional forums?
Well, in the first instance, we're a sponsor, and I'm on the advisory board of the World Ag Forum in St. Louis, and I have also been on the board of directors in the past, and we have membership at the board of directors level for the World Ag Forum. So in one sense, we've been a long-term supporter of the World Ag Forum. And on a regional basis, we really look to see how we can engage with our customers. We've had customers coming to the congresses in St. Louis over the past, I think, three times, and from all over the world, and they've seen a lot of value in the interactions they've been able to have with people from all across the industry, government, civil society, academics. So all the people who come to discuss the issues and try and find the policy solutions that are needed. So now we'll do it on a regional basis. We were a big sponsor in Phuket when we had the first roundtable there. Brought a lot of customers in from all of Southeast Asia to that one, and this is we'll keep doing it as long as the customers get a value from it.
Now, this fits right in with the Novus's goal of feeding the world.
Right, because if we're going to be helping to feed the world wholesome and affordable food, which is a part of the Novus vision, then it's important that we make sure that we're reaching out to all the different stakeholders that are going to be important to do that. I mean, Novus can only have a very small part in the value chain, so it's really important to find the other stakeholders who can actually complete that vision.
Well, Kathy, tell me, what are the upcoming regional roundtable events for 2010?
We have a regional forum in Brasilia, Brazil, May 13th and 14th. We have a World Congress in Ningbo, China, July 1st and 2nd of this year. And then we will be in Uganda, focusing on East Africa, on October 6th and 7th.
Why is the World Agricultural Forum important to businesses and organizations, businesses like Novus?
The results of that come out of the forums are really the identifying the key issues that are going to be confronting industry in the future. So industry can get a handle on these issues and take a lead in controlling how the issues are identified before perhaps it gets into the media and they have to be in a reactive mode.
So how has the World Agricultural Forum supported that?
We are supported both by private sector as well as grants from foundations. And this is the first time we will also be pursuing grants from governments.
And that is on your board of advisors, and that's part of how you're governed then?
That is correct. We have two boards. One is an international board of advisors that identifies the key issues and the agendas for the meetings. And then we have a board of directors, which Joyce Cacho of Novus is on. And the board of directors really functions as the financial responsibility and operational responsibility for the organization.
Well, Thad, a lot of times agricultural companies and even organizations can be somewhat competitive with each other, but this is something that is for the common good of everyone. How do you see this drawing together companies and organizations that may be competitive with each other for the common good?
We're at kind of a pre-competitive level. We're really talking in terms of how we're going to build the value chain, and what are the policy and trade constraints that are preventing us from being able to achieve the need for more food production, more agricultural efficiency, because there are a lot of the issues we talk about are in the nature of rural development. How are we going to make sure that the farmers all around the world are getting the information they require? And as that information that gets to them, we'll be able to sell our products. We'll have markets that will develop.
This becomes vitally important when we look at the population, the global population increase that we're expecting just in the next 20 years or so.
You know, we already have 6.5 billion people, and more than a billion of them not being fed very well today. And as we see the increasing population increases, and we also see the rising living standards in many parts of the world, the demand for more food production and more efficiency in food production is really critical. We hear a lot about how technology is going to have a role to play in this, and certainly that is something that's always debated at these congresses, because there are different technologies, and of course, being in St. Louis, we like our plant technology, and that's an important factor. But I think there's more to it than that, and that's what we are able to bring out, because the perspectives that are brought forward in these forums come from the farmers. We have farmers who are there. They're speaking out all the way to the policymakers, the government, the academics. So we get a very broad spectrum of views that are come forward in these congresses.
Well, Kathy, how can we find out more about the upcoming regional roundtable events this year?
The information is on our website, which is www.worldagforum.org.
All right, we'll be looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Kathy and Thad. Here at the International Poultry Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.